told, mentioned to Brother Jason this afternoon that I don't believe in taking turns. I want the Lord to have His way. Desire your prayers tonight. I have a burden on my heart, a message from the Lord to you this evening. And I desire your prayers that regardless of what your profession is tonight, whether you're professing to be saved or sanctified, or if you know that you're a sinner, that you would consider the message. It's a very simple message tonight, one that each one, the children, should understand. Can we sing another verse of that song? Two of the sweetest words that we can hear from the Lord tonight is "You're forgiven." Amen. You know, that's the reason I'm here tonight. The brother said, "Where would you be tonight?" I can tell you where I would not be tonight. If I had not heard those words from the Lord to me, "Michael, you're forgiven." And do you know, even after I got saved, that there were times I had to come back to the Lord. "Lord, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Lord, I failed to be what You wanted me to be." Yes. Do you know what the Lord's response to me was?
Yes.
The Lord does not have His sword raised tonight. Wherever you are in your life, I want you to know God does not have His sword raised up, ready to cut you off.
Amen.
But if you will be willing tonight, if you have failed the Lord in any way, if you do not know the Lord tonight, if there's sin in your life, if you've been carrying on a profession and everybody thinks that you're saved, but there are some secret sins, some things that you have got in bondage to, if you will humble your heart tonight,
yes,
the Lord wants to say, He will say to you, "You're forgiven."
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful. When we were sitting there singing the song, I could just see the Lord wanting to come by our way tonight,
yes,
wanting to go through the aisle saying, "It does not matter what you have done. It does not matter how sick your sin has been.
Right.
It does not matter if you've been a hypocrite, but if you will humble your heart, the Lord is wanting to give you a gift tonight, and He is wanting to release you from your guilt.
Right.
He's wanting to release you from the burden of sin. Oh, dear ones, there's no joy out in sin. You may go out and find just a little bit of pleasure, but it's so fleeting. It doesn't last. And when you come to the place that you recognize that you're not where you need to be spiritually, it does not matter how old you are tonight. It doesn't matter how young you are tonight. If you will humble your heart in your failures and your mistakes, and you're not yielding to God like you should have been in your life, Jesus just wants you to know tonight that you're forgiven. This is the reason Jesus came. It's the reason He died on the cross, to forgive us of our sins, that we might now have victory, that now He came to save us from the condemnation and the guilt of sin. Tonight, if you're burdened, if there have been some things that you've been struggling with and you have not had the victory in it and you have failed God, do not be ashamed to humble your heart.
Right.
Do not be ashamed to confess and say, "Lord, I made some mistakes. Lord, there's something in your past that you have not cleared up, that is the guilt of that thing is weighing on you tonight. The Lord wants to bestow forgiveness on you."
Yeah.
You'll turn with me to Luke in the 7th chapter. In the 37th verse, said, "Behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner,
all right,
when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, She brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. And when the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him. For she's a sinner." Yes. Pharisee was bringing down some condemnation.
Yes.
"Don't you know who this woman is? She's a sinner." We won't take the time, if you'll skip down with me to the 44th verse. Jesus turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, and thou gavest me no water for my feet. But she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace." You know, the Lord would tonight, to every individual that has any sin in their life this evening, to the sinner, it does not matter that you have many sins. You see, this woman that came to Jesus, she didn't have a good reputation. They said, "Don't you know what manner of woman this is?" And I believe that there is some speculation that this woman was a harlot. Someone that had sold herself into sin. You know, it's so easy sometimes to look on people in the captivity of sin and say, how can they do that? But dear ones, if it were not for the forgiveness of God tonight, I don't know where I'd be. I'd be right out there in the world and in sin. And folks, when people are in sin, they do not have the power to control themselves. It is the devil that has power. And if you are in sin tonight, there's no need to be ashamed. But recognize, this is the reason Jesus came. He came to deliver you from the very bondage of sin and to give you forgiveness. What is forgiveness? It's pardon. It's release. I release you from the penalty of the sins that you committed. I will no longer hold you accountable for what you did. I will cast that from me. I will forget it, and you can have a new start. A new start. It does not matter, folks. This woman, she had many sins, but she presented herself to Christ. She came to Him. It was in simple that I see Jesus, I want to go to Him. And Jesus said, "Thy sins be forgiven." You're forgiven. Can you think of any sweeter words? I heard a song recently. We can read in the Word and think, see the things that God has promised us. A mansion in heaven. A place with the Son of God. But you know, there is still, I believe the words of the song, there are no sweeter words than to hear Jesus said, "I forgive. I forgive you." Tonight, wherever you are, I wish the house was full of sinners today. But you know, God sent the message to you tonight. To those with a profession. If you have guilt in your life tonight, there is no reason to carry that guilt with you out these doors tonight. If you do not know the saving power of God, there is no need for you. There is a fresh start for you. It's not through man. It's not through church. It's not through anything but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He came to save us from the condemnation of sin with those simple words. You're forgiven. If you will just come and give yourself, confess your fault, confess your sin, confess your need. If you have been in a place that you have been failing the Lord time and time again, the devil would like to make you think there's no need to try it again. But dear ones, if you will humble your heart tonight, the Lord said, I forgive you.
Yes.
Thank you for coming to me. Thank you for opening up your need to me. I forgive you. And you know what comes with forgiveness? Power. A new start. The Lord doesn't just forgive us and then go watch us struggle and sin again. But when we come and humble ourselves to the Lord and He says, you're forgiven, He gives us a measure of grace. There's power in the blood to save us and to keep us saved, that you can go forward knowing the Lord forgave me. Doesn't the Scripture say in Revelation, the accuser of the brethren has been cast down. There is no need tonight to allow the enemy to continually plague you with guilt and condemnation, because there's freedom from that tonight. And it's in those simple words, you're forgiven.
Amen.
If Jesus were here in the flesh tonight, would He stop by your pew? He knows where you are tonight. And He knows He just has a big pile of presents. He has a big pile of gifts. He just wants to go out. Sister, I know you've been struggling and you know you failed me. But I forgive you. I forgive you. I'm not going to hold you accountable for that if you'll just acknowledge it.
All right.
To the sinner tonight, be of good cheer.
Yes.
In Matthew, in the 9th chapter, the man that was sick with palsy,
yes,
he was brought to Jesus, and Jesus looked on him and He said, son, be of good cheer.
Yes.
Thy sins be forgiven thee. Dear ones, we can be of good cheer tonight.
Yes.
There is nothing that the world has to offer that this is greater than all of that. Thy sins are forgiven you. There's freedom and liberty and victory in our service of God. And we need to realize there is cheer in this because there's deliverance.
Yes.
And you may have tried within your own power. You may have been trying within your own strength to overcome things in your life. Folks, you're going to fail when you do that.
Yes.
I've been guilty of that. Lord, I want to do this. I'm going to purpose. And I failed because I was trying in my own strength. I was trying in my own might. And I kept coming back to the same place.
Yes.
But dear ones, there's a freedom from that this morning, tonight. There's a liberty from that. And it's going to come through the words. We humble our heart and allow the Lord to forgive us.
Yes.
Because this is why He died.
Amen.
What is He going to do with all your sins? Psalms in the 103rd chapter in the 12th verse says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. When you come and just acknowledge your sin, acknowledge your failure, acknowledge your need, the Lord is going to say, you're forgiven, and He's not going to remember your sins anymore. He's going to put them back in them. He's just going to take them and remove them. The Scripture says, as far as the east is from the west. That's perpetual. You can't ever come around. It's just going to keep. Well, you go further, further west. You're never going to get to the east, folks.
That's
how far the Lord separates us from our iniquities when we just acknowledge the need.
Yes.
Lord, I need your forgiveness tonight. Lord, I had a profession. But dear ones, there are people I know tonight that have had big professions of salvation, sanctification. And in their secret life, they have been bound by things. They have been bound by things that if it comes out, everybody's shocked at. Folks, there's no reason to go home with those secret sins plagging your life anymore.
Right.
There is a deliverance, and the Lord is not going to hold it against you. If you'll just confess the need, He'll say, you're forgiven.
Yes.
You're forgiven. I'm not going to hold it against you.
Amen.
Remember in the 8th chapter of John, when the woman was caught in adultery.
Yes.
She was caught in the very act.
Yes.
And the scribes and the Pharisees brought her to Jesus to tempt Him. And they were wanting her to be stoned.
Yes.
According to the law of Moses.
Yes.
And Jesus, it said, He stooped down and He wrote in the dust.
Uh-huh.
And one by one, all of those accusers went their way.
Yes.
You know, tonight there is not one of us that can stand as your accuser.
Yes.
Right.
I stand not in judgment of you tonight, but I stand telling you, Jesus came to forgive you. I don't know, they were saying this one was caught in the act of adultery. I don't know what Jesus wrote. It's possible. He just wrote down their name, one by one.
Yes.
Wrote their name, just wrote their sin.
Yes.
Right beside it. He may have just wrote the name of a woman right beside it. This is who you committed adultery.
Yes.
One by one. They all went away. And Jesus looked up on the woman and he said, "Where are thine accusers?" He said, "Neither do I condemn thee." He said, "Go and sin no more." Folks, you're forgiven. It does not matter what has been done. Christ pardoned her and he released her. And God was not going to, when she ever had a need in her life, God wasn't going to come back and say, "Now you remember, this is what you did back then." No, he took her iniquity and her sin and he cast it far from him. You're forgiven. Tonight, I believe there are some the Lord wants to forgive. Do you know that guilt is such a burden? When you know that you ought to be doing differently, guilt is such a burden. Do you know the Lord wants to forgive you tonight? Do you know the Lord wants to come in your life, your personal life, the problems and needs that you've had, and he's not wanting to bring down judgment. Folks, the judgment's coming. But today is a day of mercy. Do you know the Lord delights in mercy? The Lord loves to have mercy on the people of the world. He loves to have mercy on the sinner.
Yes, he does.
We were all there.
Amen.
Think about some of the things that bring guilt. You know, you might be surprised at how many professing Christians are under the bondage of pornography. People sitting right among us. People sitting right among us. You might be surprised. You know the Lord wants to forgive you tonight. If you have been caught up in a sin of the flesh, and you have been caught up in that bondage, the Lord does not want to bring condemnation on your life. He wants to bring forgiveness. If you'll confess and acknowledge the need, to those that have fallen short, to those that are in the bondage of other things, folks, you know there are some despicable acts that people are doing. I know some child molesters. And I know the words that Jesus spoke to them. You're forgiven. Things that are so wrong and reprehensible, do you know the Lord loves them? The Lord will forgive them and release them. Release them from eternal punishment. I heard a story one time that I was so moved with about a man that was in a hospital that was dying. He was a gay man. He was dying with AIDS. And he just had a day or two to live. And a minister went by to visit him. The minister stepped in the door. And this man was laying there dying. He was in his pink night clothes. And the man said, "You're a preacher, aren't you?" The minister said, "Yes." He said, "I don't want to hear. I don't want to talk to you." He said, "I've had other preachers come by here telling me I'm on my way to hell." And he said, "I don't want to hear it." The minister said, "That's not the message I came to give you." And he began to tell him about the love of God. He began to tell him of the mercy of God. And you know, God gave that man that was dying a vision of his life. He got saved. He called the nurses and had them change his clothes. And he told the minister, he said, "I want you to preach my funeral." He said, "I want you to tell all my friends that show up at the funeral, tell them of the love of God. Tell them of the mercy of God. Dear ones, tonight I want you to know it does not matter how much iniquity has been in your life. It does not matter how much sin. It doesn't matter how filthy it's been. It doesn't matter how small it's been. If you will just acknowledge your need tonight, the Lord wants to give you forgiveness. You're forgiven tonight. How can we pass it up to the one that sin is in your life? How can you pass up the forgiveness of God? Oh, dear ones, it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter how long you profess. God knows what's in your life tonight, and you know what's in your life. And if there is anything that is bringing guilt and condemnation, do not pass up the mercy of God. In Isaiah, in the 55th chapter, Isaiah chapter 55 in the 7th verse, he said, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Dear ones, God wants to abundantly pardon you tonight. He wants to give you a pardon, a release from the mistakes and failures and sins that are in your life. And all you have to do go and sin no more on her own, but he gave her the power that she could go out, and when she was tempted, she could maintain her integrity with God. We're not serving God in our own strength tonight. And if you have failed over and over and stumbled over things of the flesh, things in your personality, there is a complete deliverance and a work that God wants to do in your life. And all we have to do is say, Lord, I need it. And he will say, you're forgiven. And have mercy on you. When others, you may feel a condemnation of others. That where we began, that woman that came to Jesus, and they said, don't you know what manner of woman this is? Do you know there are a lot of people in deep sin tonight because they're looking for an identity? There are a lot of people, if this woman was a harlot, we could look down our nose on them. Do you know there are a lot of women in that condition tonight that are hurting? They don't have friends and family and someone to love them. And it was a last resort, they thought to them. Folks, how can we look down in judgment on them? Jesus died for them. And he wants this message to go out to the world that you're forgiven. This is why Jesus shed his blood. He came to save us, to redeem us, to forgive us from the guilt and condemnation of sin, that we might go forward and be free from sin in our life. Remember the prodigal son who left home? He left home, he knew the truth. I can't help but believe tonight that some here that have known the truth have done that very thing. Maybe not openly left home. Maybe not openly left the congregation, but in your heart, in what you've been doing. You know, the prodigal son, it said when he came to himself, he got up where he was and he started to go home. You know, it says the father saw him a great way off. And he came and he was going to have all his apologies and the father wouldn't even hear it. He said, my son was dead and he's alive. He gave him a hug. He put the robe on him. He killed the fatted calf. Do you know tonight the Lord is seeing you tonight? He knows where you're at. It does not matter what your profession is. Just lay it down for right now. If there is anything in your life that is bringing sin, that is guilt, condemnation, the Lord sees you where you are and he's just waiting to put his arms around you. You just need to make the first step to the Lord, and His forgiveness is there for you. You're forgiven. Tonight, if you're saved and you've been running from the will of God, you know what God is, something He's wanting of you in your life, and you've been running from it. Do you know you need to seek the Lord for forgiveness? But you know, when Jonah ran from God, when he was in the belly of the fish, Jonah said, I will look again to the temple of my God. God heard his prayer, and he didn't, it doesn't say in the scripture he said it, but he did in his action. You're forgiven, Jonah. Now go do what I told you to do. Dear ones, tonight if God has put something in your life and given you a job to do, and you have been neglecting it and running from it, you need to seek the forgiveness of God, but he's going to be right there. He's going to be right there to say, thank you for humbling your heart. You're forgiven. Now go and do what I told you to do. I think about Peter. He was saved. He was saved. And he got in a temptation and he lost out because he denied the Lord. And when Jesus rose from the dead, and there were those around, he said, go tell my disciples and Peter that I have risen. Dear ones, he was wanting to express to Peter, I still love you. I have forgiven you. I release you from your denial to me. Peter, I still have some work for you to do. Tonight, if you've denied the Lord in your life in any area, the Lord wants to forgive you. You're forgiven. 1 John, the first chapter. 1 John chapter 1 and the 19th verse. No, that's not right. In the 9th verse. 1 John 1, 9. If we confess our sins, folks, this is our responsibility tonight. If you want to hear those words, you're forgiven. This is our responsibility. Confess your sins
And He is faithful and just to forgive us, to release us. He's going to take off the judgment. He's not going to hold you accountable anymore. He is just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, the cleansing comes with the forgiveness. If you will just confess and acknowledge your need, I said in the beginning, it does not matter how old you are tonight. If there are things in your life that are bringing the guilt and the condemnation in any area of your life, the Lord wants to say these words to you tonight. It's just going to take acknowledging that, Lord, I have a need. And I freely confess it. It does not matter how many times you've tried before. It doesn't matter how many times you have failed the Lord. It does not matter if you failed and made those mistakes repeatedly. The Lord has something to give to us tonight. You're forgiven. Tonight, if you want to hear those words, our responsibility is to come and confess our need to the Lord. And folks, He's going to speak so tenderly to you. Don't think that the Lord's going to come down and just, you did what, and just bring down judgment. No, you know the sin already. You know where you failed the Lord. You know where you've been running from God's will. If you'll just humble it, He's going to so gently and sweetly say, you're forgiven.